www.thebeatmaker.com.
We can almost see it, touch it, feel it. It's the weekend. If you had a rough week, then you're probably breathing a sigh of relief. And if not, it's the weekend. Hey, if you have a normal job, and I say normal in the sense that even if you're working in the third shift and you're listening to us, you're pumped up, you're on your way home, or you just have a couple more hours to go, the great news is that you can still almost touch the weekend, right? I mean, it's so ingrained in our heads, the weekend, the weekend, the weekend. I just wish that we could flip to maybe a two-day work week. How do you feel about that? Of course, I'm joking. All right, so as we get ready for yet another weekend, boy, we've got a lot of interesting things to re-rack here on America tonight. Kate Delaney, that's the name of the show. I always say this, but I mean it. I really, really do. I invite everybody and anyone to throw in their 2 cents on ATN. I think that's the beauty of the conversation. I'm going to be old school on you. Why can't it be like it used to be, where you could sit at the bar almost like a Red Sox fan and a Yankees fan, which you can't do now, and argue? And whether it's baseball or politics, things have gotten nastier. We're inviting you all, left, right, undecided, tea party or whatever that entails, or maybe some made-up party that you have in your head. I'm always pushing for that third-party thing. So 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. You know, the key is to get involved, period. Get involved locally, and then definitely go from there. The more informed you are, the more facts and information you have, the better off you and your family are, because you can make informed decisions, and you can have a voice in the government. Remember, it's we, the people in Washington, the powerful political machine, we elected them. They have to get elected. They represent us. Never, ever lose sight of that. And I say this at the top because I got a nice letter from a woman named Jan who listens to us out of Missouri. And she said, I always wonder what I can do to make a difference. I mean, what is it that I can do to let the people in Missouri know I'm unhappy with things that are happening? I'm unhappy with Claire McCaskill and some of the things that she's voted on and whatever. And that's the answer. You can make a switch when you have a chance to make a switch and you don't like what you're seeing. Or better yet, you have a chance to try to be heard with whoever that representative is. Because trust me, if enough phones ring, enough emails get through, I'll say it and I'll say it again, and I know this to be true, really. At least 90% of the time, that's a pretty good amount. The people that are on the Hill are playing for another day. They want to keep it going. Keep the ride going, because when it's over, that's great, then I can turn it into something else, but I want to keep it going. They don't want to put the brakes on that political career. But you, my friends, can stop them in their tracks. If you don't like what you're seeing, you get involved, you get other people involved, and you start the conversation. So that's what we're doing here on America Tonight. And right from the top, right off of the top, we're going to talk about the biggest story in the last couple of days. I mean, how can you ignore it? Because it's what's been in our face for probably a year now with some other things that happen. So flooded, I mean, really overwhelmed with apologies from everywhere. Shirley Sherrod got the biggest of all apologies on Thursday from President Barack Obama, who personally appealed to the woman who was pretty much forced out to come back to work. She was forced to resign on Monday because of racial comments she made at an NAACP gathering, a banquet. And she was asked by Obama to join the federal government and transform what he called this misfortune into a chance to use her life experiences to help people. That's what he said. He stayed out. The president pretty much stayed out of the public nonsense that ensued, the brouhaha that followed her being pushed from the ag department after that clip was posted, after the clip was posted of Sherrod, and there were comments, and she was pretty much nailed as a racist. So once it became clear that the speech was actually, because it was, I mean, no matter what you think, and really, I know we've talked about this, and about the reaction at that NAACP meeting was crazy and just shows you, you know, where we have not come in this nation. But it is clear that that's not what the entire breadth of her speech was at all. So the Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack apologized to her and offered her a new job. And, it, you know, it is. It's a bunch of I'm sorry every day. It's a, you know, it's, she's getting that. She's getting, really is getting bombarded by it. So is she going to accept the offer of a new position? I don't know. I mean, she hasn't said yes. She didn't immediately take it. So we'll see what she decides to do. But now for at least a couple days anyway, everybody certainly knows this woman's name. Here's what she said about what's happened in that phone call from the press.
Even though with the Black Farmers lawsuit, they have admitted discrimination under previous administrations, many of the same people who discriminated against Black farmers continue to work there. He's not someone who has experienced some of the things I've experienced through life, being a person of color.
See, you hear what she's saying, that he has an experience what she's experienced through life. And, in fact, can we re-rack that and play that one more time, Donovan? I want everybody to hear what she's saying.
He's not someone who has experienced some of the things I've experienced through life, being a person of color.
And that's part of, in her speech, she kind of weaved that into her speech, that she didn't hear the whole thing that wasn't posted. That was her point, you know, as to what ultimately happened and the fallout. So the question now becomes, is this swept under the rug, so to speak, because she comes back and, okay, now all the mea culpas have been out there, including from the President of the United States. And, you know, ultimately, what does the NAACP do with this? I mean, they pretty much said the same thing, that, oh, you know, geez, we take it back what we said. But they hammered her immediately. And there were a lot of people that were quick to have a knee-jerk reaction to it. But it doesn't matter about the public. It doesn't matter if I have that. That's what I'm supposed to do. I'm a talk show host, or you, many people listening who call in. But it's the people in the elected positions that, I'll say it again, it's very easy. Who, what, where, when, and why? Know the facts. I mean, is it just completely skimping on the facts and not knowing everything that happened and not having a full-on conversation? I mean, this seems to be what happened. It was just a hasty thing all the way around and really, really blew up, and blew up in a negative way, because I think it was a shot back from what happened with the Tea Partiers being labeled racist. All right, you know the game here. We're all over the map, aren't we? So we're going to talk about a whole bunch of other things. How do you like that? Including what's happening now because of the weather with the BP oil leak that's been temporarily capped. I'll tell you one thing. I'll give you a hint. Pretty much everything's getting off the water, clear water, because of Bonnie and what that tropical storm might do. Stay with us.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located located and quickly packaged and shipped daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample, or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. It is becoming painfully obvious the Washington bailout is running out of steam and the economy is showing signs of a double-dip recession. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are majority of your assets tied up in the stock or bond market? If so, are those assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless, and it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
A little bit later here on America Tonight, we hit sports shorts and some of the things that are happening in Major League Baseball. Anybody paying attention to the Tour de France? Really, since Lance Armstrong is not going to make the podium, I think a lot of Americans, I shouldn't say that, there are a lot of Americans interested in the race. People who like to bike, people who find it fascinating, and really you have to be an incredible athlete even if you are doping. You have to be an incredible athlete to do the things that they're able to do. But some of the luster is off, let's say, because Lance is not there. And Lance lawyered up because of what's happening. The frustration is really bubbling over about the accusations flying wild as to some of the past things that happened in the tour. So we'll hit on that. Plus, movie review. We'll definitely lighten the load as we pass through these next couple of hours. But right now, let's go to Lou in Missouri. Hey, Lou, you have the floor. How are you? Lou just slipped off. Call back and we'll give you a free pass. Same thing with Don in Wyoming. All right, in the meantime, you know, I've been talking about the fact that Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack really jumped the gun on Shirley Sherrod and this whole thing that's happened. And, you know, there's something that's interesting about this. Instead of jumping to conclusions and doing the whole blame game thing, especially when you're in positions like that, I don't understand why they wouldn't flush it out. I don't understand why they wouldn't take 5 minutes. Here's the thing. You can't blame it on the media because there's always, I really don't have a comment on that. I don't know all the facts for sure. We're looking into it. I would be a great PR person. I could give them 100 responses. You know, we have to make sure we know exactly what happened here before we make any comments or any decisions. And, geez, it doesn't look good on the surface, but you really don't know. So we got to flush it out. So write that. Somebody could write that or say that. But they never do that. I mean, a really good athlete does that because they know. They keep getting asked the same questions. Well, geez, are you upset you're not getting the passes more and the other wide receivers getting them? Are you, you know, whatever. And the smart ones know how to deflect and pause and answer the questions. And I think they need media training. They have no idea. And then they blame the media. Please. All right. Lou is back from Missouri. Hey, Lou, what's up?
Oh, not much. I was just listening to what you were saying. I used to be in the business. I was in professional football. Yeah, I can't say what team, but, yeah, I mean, as a pro athlete, you got to know how to deal with the public or with the public and the media. It just comes with the job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's, you know, you don't have to talk to them all the time. You can say, hey, I'm having a bad night, whether you're a baseball player or a football player. But, you know, don't just, like, blow them off all the time or be arrogant, you know.
Right, or step into the middle of it by just jumping the gun and saying something that you're not really sure about because there's no reason to do that. You know, it's like, yeah. It's like I covered Emmitt Smith, and I thought he was awesome. Because
I saw him play when I was working for a pro team. I saw him on the sidelines, Kate.
Oh, yeah, he was great. Yeah, he knew exactly how to handle the media. So, of course, the media loved him because he would answer questions. But, if he didn't want to talk or there wasn't anything to say, he knew how to say it. He's like, hey, man, I'll catch up with you later in the week because there's really nothing to talk about with what happened in the third quarter or whatever. And so that's what I'm making the analogy with politics. Yeah. Why you don't arm yourself the same way, I don't get it.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I called in the NFC East. There's things shaking up here as far as football. You're going to see a lot of media coverage coming here in about a week and a half, 2 weeks on football. So
really?
I'm picking Dallas to win the NFC East.
Really?
But, yeah, Washington is kind of bothering me. They're doing some pretty good stuff with they're getting their picks.
Well, let me tell you this. All the teams in the NFC East, I covered all of them at one point, right? This was a couple of years ago, but the Redskins, I think, could bite the Eagles in the rear end because of the Donovan McNabb move. Okay, so McNabb's not working out with Philly. We decide we got to make a change here, even though, look how far we went in the playoffs, and we can go back to Owens and what happened in the Super Bowl with McNabb.
Think about this. The receivers they got going for the Eagles. Macklin, Deshaun Jackson. Those guys, they got it together. I saw Jeremy Macklin play here in Missouri. He's fantastic. So, and Kevin Cole was actually pretty good last year when he came in and played. He won some ball games. So.
Oh, no, Kevin Cole was good. You know, Andy Reid just came across him came across and started to watch him play more. And as the story goes, he saw him playing and he was on the road and he happened to see this kid in college and was like, oh, you know, I'm interested in him. And he sort of zeroed in on him. And now he has the chance to be the guy. So we'll see. I mean, look, I'm an Eagles fan.
Sure. I worked with Andy Reid for 4 years.
So you see there, you know. I'm trying to figure out who you are.
I work here at the university, but I've talked to you before and had some very good conversations.
Yeah, about sports, and
enjoyed them.
The Cowboys, so you think the Cowboys are going to go all the way, especially with the Super Bowl being in Dallas?
I just do. Hey, you got to hear this. Did you hear this? Who is it? The wide receiver out of Dez Bryant wants top 10 money now. He doesn't even show up to his pro day with his cleats. You believe it?
Yeah, but Dez, I thought they signed. I thought they signed today. He agreed. Yeah,
really?
Yeah. He agreed to a 5-year deal with the Cowboys. Yeah. I mean, I agree with you. He was hanging out and his agent. They were trying to drag it out, but he's with the Cowboys going to camp, I guess now in less than 2 days, they're going to have him at camp. He agreed to a deal, so he's going to be there. How about
really
that?
I'm surprised because the,
you know what the deal was?
The same 5 years. As Crabtree.
Yeah, 5 year deal, 11.8 mil, 8.3 of it was guaranteed.
Worth it.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, I think so too.
Yeah,
hey, look, he was a stud at Oklahoma State.
Yeah, oh my God, in college, he was fantastic. Game.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
So,
I agree.
Hey, it's nice talking to you.
All right, nice talking to you.
And I'm
going to
get out of the line and enjoy the football this fall.
All right. I'm glad that you called. Keep calling us again because we're going to get back into the football thing when we do Nail the Score. That comes back once regular, I call it regular football, the regular season starts. We'll jump back into that. We won't do it for the preseason. It's interesting, you know, the whole signing thing, but he was right about that. They were trying to drag it out, and now ultimately he's going to be there. So we'll have more on that kind of stuff when we jump into sports shorts. But coming up around the bend, we've been talking about whether it's Sherrod or some of the other things that are bubbling over in Washington that absolutely affect us. And one is the financial reform. We know that. That's just a matter of one more John Hancock, so that's done. How does it affect small business? I've been really digging around and asking a lot of questions on that to try to get a better handle, you know, behind the scenes on how that plays out. And also now what's going on with Elizabeth Warren. And I got to say, a lot of Democrats are lining up to back her. And I have to say, normally on paper, I would look at her and say, oh, there's like no way that I would want this woman in charge of Consumer Protection Agency. But having seen her speak a few times, and we're trying to get her on America Tonight, and they want her to head up, a lot of people want her to head up this Protection Bureau. And I think she's, you know, she's somebody who has that Harvard tag, which I'm sick of people throwing around the whole, I went to Harvard, so that's the thing. But she cuts through the crap, I think. And she's an expert on economics and the middle class. And I think she really sides with the middle class. I really, really, truly believe that. And at the same time, isn't slamming capitalism. I think that she's somebody who, if we're going to have this organization, I think she's somebody that I would trust a little bit more than the inside the beltway insiders, let's say. She's very, very outspoken. Very outspoken. And maybe for that reason, because she's not a political person. She doesn't dance around things. She might not get past the Senate. But I'd love to see the fight, because I'd like to see what they would call her on. Definitely. And she was one of the original architects for consumer protection. But I think she wants it to be really consumer protection, but not destroy, completely destroy capitalism. I think she looks out for ordinary people, and then she'd be great in that position, really, really. But I don't know that she makes it past that loop, that wall, that firewall. All right, hang with us. We'll take some on the flip side.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, Our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are 3 for $30 and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Here on America Tonight, we're going to hit the We Can Count files, and there's always a lot of stuff to talk about on We Can Count, because it's about the numbers, baby, no matter how you manipulate it. It is numbers. It comes down to that, certainly. Tropical Storm Bonnie, in the meantime, moving toward the oil spill, and the Senate Democrats abandoned comprehensive energy bill in the sense that cap and trade off. Thanks to Senator Harry Reid. How interesting is that? So it'll be a different version if it goes through. And Charlie Rangel, the longtime New York congressman, this is a huge story, a House investigative committee is leveling charges at him, multiple ethics violations. That is a huge blow to a guy. Talk about political for your whole life and trying to defend it and not lose that political cachet. That's the guy that didn't want that to happen. He's the former Ways and Committee chairman, and it definitely puts a wrinkle in the midterm elections. No kidding. Not very much was released either on what the specifics were. I mean, we know that certainly there were some allegations out there with when it came to taxes and stuff, but maybe the fact that he used four rent subsidized apartment units in New York City, for example, because rent stabilization, that whole program they have, is supposed to apply to one's primary residence, but one was used as a campaign office, and was the rent break an improper gift? That's one thing that came up. I mean, there was a slew of things. I think at one point we went through them all on America Tonight with this guy. Crazy. And you know what? The House Republican leader, John Boehner, said the charges were a sad reminder of Speaker Nancy Pelosi's most glaring broken promise to drain the swamp in Washington. And Rangel led the tax writing Ways and Means panel, really, until he stepped aside last March after the Ethics Committee was criticizing him in a couple of different cases. The whole corporate money, paying for the trips to the two Caribbean conferences. Look, I mean, he was definitely trying to get away with whatever he could get away with. That's the bottom line. And he's been there forever and ever. I think when I first got out of school, I worked as an anchor reporter at a place called KTSM in El Paso, Texas, and I can remember interviewing him. All right, let's go to Don, who's listening to us in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, I made it on line to air with you, Kate. I keep getting dropped on the phone somehow. But anyway, you know, every one of those congressmen and, you know, if they go over there and the senators and you do this, you know, somebody went probing through all their stuff. You know they're all a bunch of crooks. Okay, they're all going to get caught doing something wrong. So.
Yeah, it's sad to say that we really think that way. That it's like, whoa, can we, let's rake through everything, and is there someone that we really have an honest Abe, I'm just using that figuratively, that's up on the hill? Is there really someone that is so squeaky clean we cannot believe it? And I guarantee we would find a few, but the sad truth of it is, Don, I think it would just be a few.
Well, you know, Kate, excuse me there, you know, they got 11% approval rating right now. Now, I bet the average American, you know, if they're at their job and they were only doing 11% of, you know, the approval rating from their boss, they wouldn't be at that job at all, you know, they'd be fired. But yeah, these guys, these clowns all still hang on to their job. And I think the biggest problem, Kate, is, you know, I got to, my serious two issues with America right now is, you want to, the first thing we have to do, Kate, is we got to solve the tax structure problem. That's the first problem we've got, is the tax structure. And the reason why is that tax structure is set up to divide the population into certain levels, certain income, economic levels, i.e. higher, you know, class, middle class, lower class, poverty class. You know, and as long as the government's taxing that way, then you are going to have the different classes. And once you set that up, then, you know, if everybody's paying their equal share, then you ain't got no gripe about illegals being here in the United States other than the fact that they're illegal, because then they're paying their share too.
Right, you know? Right. Yeah.
And, but anyway, though, but the thing I wanted to call you about tonight, and this was, I found out America's new, you know, when a Democrat gets in the presidency, I mean, you got to expect some form of welfare or, you know, redistribution of wealth has got to happen in America. And now we've got it. I see it. It's called extended unemployment benefits.
Yeah.
Holy cow, Kate, $34 billion more in debt now so that 2.5 million people can get a check every month. And I understand, Kate, when you don't have any money coming in, it's tough, but these people have been unemployed for quite a while. And the second question is, have they been unemployed because there is no job, or do they just not want to take a job that's lower? I mean, let's look at unemployment real quick. You got a system that's set up, and I checked into this, you know, once, just kind of as a, you know, just a knowledge thing, and I met a lady who works in unemployment, you know, works with the state of Wyoming and unemployment, and the maximum that you can get right now, from what she was telling me, is about $450 a week, okay? So that's about $1,800 a month.
Right.
That's the same, That's the same you'd be taking home if you were making $13 an hour.
That's right.
So you got a guy that's making 60, 70 grand a year, and he loses his job, maybe some computer geek or whatever, you know, programmer or whatever job, you know, in the financial field. I don't think they lost the job in the medical field. That seems to be going pretty good. But anyway, so they lose their job, okay? And then they get this unemployment. Obviously, just in my case, Kate, that amount of money barely pays my mortgage, okay?
Right.
So they lose their job. They start losing their cars. Maybe if their house goes into foreclosure, you know. But then they sit back and they say, well, what? You know, here's this job for 13 bucks an hour. Why am I going to go take that when I can get that from the government?
That's right.
And, I mean, my sister did this back in the 80s. She was on welfare for a while. You know, I think she got like $800-$900 a month or something like that. And the most she could make was, at that time, you know, wages weren't as high, you know. Most she could make was $6-$7 an hour. And she was just like, well, why should I go work when I can get this on welfare? You know, and so it's just I'm not saying that unemployment and the welfare systems are wrong. You know, but it's kind of, then again, maybe I'm wrong, Kate. Maybe all the $10, $11, $12, $13 an hour jobs are being taken up by the illegals. I don't know. And maybe if we solve that problem, then there's more jobs around in America. Because I've always wondered that, Kate. What would happen if all of a sudden these people who are getting unemployment checks don't get their unemployment checks anymore? How are they going to live? They're going to have to get a job. They're going to have to suck up that pride and take one of those lower paying jobs. You know, doesn't mean they have to do it for the rest of their life. You know, but
no, I agree with you. I think that there are some really sad stories out there, and it's really tough because I defend a lot of people that find themselves in that unemployment situation. Like you said, the guy who could be whatever, he's a computer guy and his job is outsourced, so he loses his job, his $60,000, $70,000 job, and he's got a family, whatever, and he just can't find a job. But you're right. At some point, you have to you know, you have to cut or fish bait, and you have to do what you have to do. I could swallow my pride and do what I have to do. I've had to do it in my life. I'm sure you have done. And you're right. If you get to the point where you're so far down the line, then you have to do what you have to do to survive. And if you continuously don't take and take and take, then you're not going to get anywhere, I think, because you get depressed when you're looking and you don't find anything, and maybe there's something about at least going back to work that helps you.
You know, and one last thing I want to share with you, Kate, and that is, you know, by working, you know, now you don't have to be a nutcase workaholic like me that works 65 to 70 hours a week. I'm not begging every American to do that. But
right.
By working and staying employed, you're using your time more wisely than just sit around doing nothing, you know. And of course, you know the old saying, idleness is the devil's workshop, you know. And,
right, right.
And you know, and people that are unemployed, you know, that, you know, there's you go through a lot more psychological problems, you know, just depression and et cetera, than just taking something that's out there that, you know, could keep you busy for a while. And I know a friend of mine, he just got picked up a job, and he says to me, he says, well, it's twice as much as what my wife's making, but it's about half of what I used to make. And I said, well, dude, at least, you know, at least you're going to be doing something. You're going to be busy. You're going to be active and in a job, and you don't have to stay in this job forever. It's just something to get you over until something else comes up, you know. But I just, you know, I keep looking at things this administration is doing, Kate, and you know, and the Republicans weren't against this thing. They were for it. They just wanted them to cut back their spending, which, you know, Democrats are not going to do right now. And because it really does, it kind of looks like welfare, and they're buying votes for 2 years from now or something like that, you know. But in any case, so, well, listen, Kate, have a great weekend. I'll go check out Angelina's new movie for you and let you know. So.
Yeah, you're going to go see Salt. Okay, we're going to have a preview of that a little bit later on. All right, you made some good points about unemployment. I mean, I look at it two different ways. I see one side of it, I see the other side of it. But either way, there's no doubt we are spending way too much. Hang with us, everybody.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Might be a little bit nervous. They're going to spend some bucks, speaking of spending, on ads. $20 million has been set aside, in fact, for campaign ads. It's airtime, baby. They're trying to put as much airtime out there as they can. I don't really blame them for that. So they've reserved that much of it in media markets to cover 40 of the closest campaigns. It's the obvious ones that we've talked about over and over again. You know, like in Ohio, like in Arizona, all that sort of stuff. And the ads are, depending on where it is, the ads are mostly about maybe healthcare overhaul or other things that would be seen as positive, if that makes sense. So the Democrats are facing a tough political climate because there's voter frustration out the yang with Obama and the Democratic agenda. When they slip, that's what happens. It's just like if it was the Republicans in office. Democrats, by the way, for your information, control 255 seats in the House, 178 Republicans, and two vacancies. That's how it goes, the GOP needs to gain 40 seats to capture control. If you do the math, I just did it just like that. Wow. And the DCCC has a 2-to-1 edge over Republicans in campaign cash big time. Fundraising reports, remember, were released earlier this week, showed that the Democrats have $34 million banked and the Republicans have $17 million in cash on hand. Wow. It's expensive. The ad time can, especially in big cities, can be through the roof what you end up having to pay. But that's the numbers part of it anyway. Looking at some other numbers for We Can Count, this is crazy. I happened to see a headline somewhere where I was looking around today about American Airlines being sued for $5 million. You know why they're being sued for $5 million? Because they lost a passenger's luggage. Yeah. I've lost my luggage probably 8 different times and always in inconvenient times, including once when I was getting married. So you get upset. You have a little bit of a maybe temper tantrum, let's say, and you get upset with the people that you're talking to about when can I get my bag and when are they going to deliver it and all this other sort of stuff. So the woman who is suing, her name is Danielle Carrivas, and she said she paid $25 to check her bag on American. They lost it, refused to refund her the $25. She's suing him. She said, forget it, I'm suing. She filed a class action lawsuit in Pierce County, Washington, when they lost the luggage on a Seattle Grand Rapids, Michigan flight. You know what's interesting and the reason why I also put this in this segment? It's the first lawsuit since Americans started charging for bags in 2008. I don't know why that surprises me, but it does. People get enraged with it. And she said that she waited for the next flight to come with her bag, and it had like $800 worth of possessions on it. She spent money on new clothing because of where she was going and all that other sort of stuff. So she waited. That's the hard part. You're expecting the bag, but you don't know when. They tell you it's going to be on the next one. And she's not the only one. American Airlines damages, loses, or delays 2,400 pieces of luggage. You ready for this? Every day. That's why if you can do the carry-on thing, oh, it's that much easier. Carry-on. Problem is that usually there's just not quite enough room for all your stuff, especially if you're going away for a long period of time. All right, quickly I'm going to tell you about this. The frustration index. It's somewhere where I was reading on, I don't know, maybe it was ABC News. They have a thing about frustration. You know, there's different polls that do it different ways. And they say that 90% of Americans say the economy is in bad shape. They don't expect it to get better anytime soon. 62% of registered voters want to replace their member of Congress, which is what the GOP is counting on. 64% of Americans are dissatisfied with how the government's working. That's a little better than earlier, but it's still kind of high. And 50% approve of the president's job performance. That equals the low of his presidency. Oof. And, you know, I always say this about polls. Certainly the numbers can be manipulated all kinds of different ways, but there is something to polls. Otherwise, we wouldn't pay attention to them, and they wouldn't forecast so accurately some of the things that they have been able to forecast in the past, no question about it. Let's go to Sam, who's listening to us in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hey, how you doing, Kate?
Good. How you doing? Getting ready for another weekend, huh?
Yeah. Something happened tonight, and it left a bitter taste in my mouth.
Ooh, what happened?
Okay, you know I umpire softball, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there was one guy, he's yelling, you know, first it was a doubleheader. First game, his friends are playing. He goes, come on, Joe, hit the ball or whatever. And then I told – bang, play first. I told the guy, you were out by this much. So then he made a snide remark about one of my body parts. I ignored him. Then second game, he's sitting there and he's drinking beer and he's talking, you know, and then another bang, play first. And he said some snide remark. I said, okay, hey, bud, watch it. Remember, a lot of the women here are here to watch their husbands and or boyfriends play softball, not listen to you swear like a sailor. I mentioned earlier that I was Jewish. Then he said, if this would have been World War II, if it would have been up to me, you would have been gassed a long time ago. I went, okay, bud, get out.
Good for you. It was good that you told him to get out.
He said, come on, Dennis Smith. Come on, he was just joking. It was the alcohol defense. Sorry, mister, when it comes to something like World War II and what happened to my people, and there was a lady in the stands who said, by the way, I'm German, and some of my relatives here, Jews, and they lost their lives, and she said, if I would have been back in World War II, I would have done it too. So then she said, why do you do it for those people? So then the German lady said, you want to know what you are? She made the L sign and put it on her forehead, because you're a loser.
You know, alcohol, and you know this is umpiring, alcohol, yeah, and games can be brutal with the nonsense that people spew. Right. I don't get it. It's almost to the point where you run into someone like that where they're going to start serving alcohol or, checking people when they come in or come to games, even rec games, to make sure they're not inebriated.
Well, in this case, it was a rec game. They just went to the local convenience store to get a case of 24.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, so then the ladies looked at me and went, thank you. And one of them said to me, as a way of saying thank you, can I give you a ride home?
There you go. Yeah, let me give you a lift, buddy.
Well, I didn't ask. She volunteered. You mentioned sports earlier and how, sometimes athletes treat the press. I know Major League Baseball, and I don't know if the NFL does it, the PR departments will talk to the rookies and tell them, okay, this is the way you handle the press. Don't act like you know what, don't think just because you're the high price superstar. Remember, you talk in a certain way and people will stop coming to ball games.
That's a big deal, right, in all the sports, that especially football, they do it a lot. Well, I think, right, they do it across the board, because in all of my coverage of sports, I can remember the Cowboys and the Eagles and the Giants telling me that, and I'm sure, right, they do it across the board, because there's certain things. I mean, a lot of these guys they're all young, and they don't understand. They don't have how to handle the popularity and everything else, and they don't know how to handle media, and they don't handle the women throwing themselves at them,
right,
the girls.
Just like here in Canada, major junior hockey, and there are some teams in the States, in some cases in the local newspaper, they're it. So the PR departments are also telling them, hey, you're from a small town, there's a town in Alberta, you're going to laugh when you hear the name, Okotoks, and there's a guy, yeah, I know, but, they're proud of the name. And, and that kid, he's playing major junior hockey for the Calgary Hitmen. And he said some snide remark about a female reporter. And the team said, either you apologize or you're off the team.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, sometimes you have to really lay down the law. Sam, have a great weekend.
Okay.
And thanks to everybody for listening to this hour of America Tonight. I want to leave you this quote from, of all people, the Dalai Lama. It was he who said, I believe that the very purpose of life is to seek happiness. Ooh, grab onto that thought and hang on to it throughout the weekend.